T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. We appreciate you listening, whether you're out on the road, whether you're listening on 93.7thefan.com or on the radio.com app, in which case there's a feature called Rewind. Anything you missed in the last 24 hours, any interview, segment, or maybe you want to hear again, you can do that with the Rewind feature. Ron, there's some trouble for our old friend Mike Norvell. One of Todd Graham's old assistants here at Florida State. It's been a lot of cheerleading there for Florida State football, the governor and everybody else. But one of the players' moms, wide receiver Tamorian Terry, his mom just tweeted out, "We need answers and we want the truth, Coach Norvell. As parents and family members, we deserve to know our kids are safe. Weekly testing has not taken place. And many players have tested and yet told to remain silent. Silent no more," in all caps. That'll be an interesting story to follow, yes?
Yeah, we've seen a couple of those places, right? Where was it last week? Was it Colorado State, I want to say, that they said the players were encouraged, not to stay quiet about all this? I want to say, wasn't it them, Joe? Am I missing that?
Idaho? I can't remember. Those two stories were similar in my mind.
There was something, though, right? Like that.
Yeah.
Very much just like this, and it makes you wonder. We talked about how, if they're trying to cover up something like this, it's absolutely a fireable offense. Now, I don't know what's going on at Florida State. That's where my kid went to school. I kind of wish he was still down there to see, find out what's going on a little bit. But you gotta do your due diligence with the virus, or else you're gonna just be incredibly susceptible to litigation and everything else. I hate to hear those stories.
Well, with social media, everybody has a voice, and at any point in sports or elsewhere, you can be put on blast. And that appears to be what's happening here. So that'll be something to track, whether Florida State is doing what it said it was going to do as far as testing goes. John McGonigal, Post-Gazette, retweeted that and said this isn't what the ACC wants to see as it pushes forward. He's going to join us at the top of the hour to talk about the ACC and the state of college football right now. And will we see it? Will we see it come fall? But in the meantime, if you're Jim Rutherford, what would be your next big move, Ron, this offseason? What would be, let's put it this way, your priority list? Who knows what order it'll come in, but what's your next big priority if you're Rutherford?
Well, I got to figure out what I'm doing with Matt Murray. I think that's probably my number. Now, I mean, nothing's going to happen until the season is over, and then you get to the free agency period. Try to get faster maybe a little bit somehow. You're going to get younger. I think someone like Poulin's going to get a shot next year, but in the initial aftermath, once the season ends, I think Murray is going to be his primary concern and his primary deal, what to do with him. And I think he'll listen about everybody else but Sid.
I agree that has to be on a list of priorities. Sorting out the goaltender situation has to be number one, unless they've made a determination behind closed doors that they actually do want to trade either Gino or Letang. But still, the goalie situation is right up there with that. You got to sort it out. I would imagine they've determined that Jari is their guy moving forward. with financial reasons factoring in a big way, but also Murray's recent performance factoring in a big way. And then it becomes, all right, once you get him with a qualifying offer, how much interest is there in him? How much interest around the league for Matt Murray, and what is somebody willing to give up? Do you think there are bunches of teams? Not bunches, because a lot of teams have their goalie of the future already. We saw one last night in the Philadelphia Flyers, didn't we?
Boy, wow. He looked good. He looked good to me. I don't know. I didn't see all the game, but when I did see it a couple times, he made really great saves, Carter Hart.
Yeah, he outplayed Carey Price in that game, although Carey Price made one of the greatest saves of all time, literally.
They've been looking for a goaltender in Philadelphia forever, and it sure looks like they found one, doesn't it?
Yeah, and other teams have too, and a lot of teams are settled with their goalie situations. Do you think there? Let's put it this way. Are there multiple teams out there that would look at Matt Murray and say, that's our guy for the future? We want to make him our franchise goalie, and we're willing to give up something of great significance to get him.
I think there's at least there's more than one, so I would say yes, multiple teams. I think he's still young. This may be exactly one of those situations where the change of scenery helps him. I'm still not sure he's not a better goaltender than Tristan Jarry. I'm not. I think Murray's a really fine goaltender. Having said that, I also see why the need is to move on from him. I don't think he's that much better than Jarry for what the difference in price will be. So I definitely am looking to move him, but I think you should be able to find somebody to take him. You?
Well, all it takes is one, and I agree with you about Murray and Jarry. How could anybody know for sure, you know? Right. But all it takes is one. I'm not sure that there's multiple teams. I'm not. I wonder about his reputation around the NHL. That would give up something of great significance to get him and say, we have to have that guy. He's our goalie of the future. On the other hand, his career numbers, he does have a career 914 save percentage, which is pretty respectable. And he has those two Stanley Cups on his shelf, you know? So maybe I'm wrong about that, but I just get the feeling that between his last three postseasons and two of those regular seasons, that teams may not look at him that way, Ron. At least I certainly wonder about that.
And, you know, the other factor, too, is he's a restricted free agent. That's going to complicate it a little bit, too. You know, you're going to have to sign him to a big deal if you end up going for him. I still think somebody out there can look at him and say, hey, you know what? This guy, we can win with this guy in net for us. I truly believe there will be some teams out there that say that, but it's not going to be an easy deal because he is a restricted free agent.
Do you think teams will make calls on Letang or Gino? Speaking of how the league views Penguins players, I would have to say a team would still view Gino as a star player. When a guy finishes seventh in the league in points per game and just playing against him. I mean, you're sitting up in the press box watching the guy. If you're an opposing GM, you have to say, my God, that guy can still play. I think, regardless of what he did in the playoffs this year, I think there's somebody out there who would make a good offer for Gino. Not as good as it would have been a year, two, three ago, for sure, but still a good offer. And I just wonder if he would waive his no-movement clause and if Jim Rutherford would listen.
Well,
and if Mario would listen.
First of all, I think absolutely teams are going to be calling to see, you know, what would it take to get him? I think for sure that's going to happen. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll make an offer that Rutherford would be happy with, but I definitely think they're going to at least explore it. And I think they're going to do it with Letang. I still think there's a lot of people out there that think Letang can play. You know, maybe I'm totally wrong on that, but I still think there's people out there that think he can play. So if I'm an opposing GM, I'm calling Rutherford and saying, hey, we're interested in both those guys. What's it going to take? That's just doing business, just doing your due diligence. Now, it doesn't mean a trade will be happening, but I think absolutely, Joe, they'll be calling.
Ron, have you seen these pods, these small areas that are being set up for concerts? I saw photos on Twitter yesterday, and they're talking about this with sports too, where you get your own little table. You know, it's an elevated table for your own little group, and each little table, and it has a little fence around it, is socially distanced. So you have a bunch of squares, basically, at a concert, and this could happen similarly at sporting events, where you get your own little group of maybe three other people, and it led me to wondering, if you went to a sporting event or a concert, who would your three other people be, and would I be one of them? Would I be one of them?
I was wondering where you were going to go with this, and you took a turn that I wasn't quite expecting. I never thought you were going to get around to asking me that. First of all, I'd never go to a sporting event if I wasn't working it. I just have no desire to do that anymore in my life. I guess I'm spoiled by sitting in the press box. So I would never have to make that call, Joe. But I did read about it. Is that in London, I believe? I want to say it's in England that they're doing that.
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, if somebody's willing to pay for it, it's a great idea. I don't know why you can't have concerts like that in this country or even sporting events for that matter.
I think my choices would be me, you, Horse, and Marc-Andre Fleury, Ron, to attend a concert.
Anytime you can go somewhere with Marc-Andre, I think it's a good deal, although he's benched in Vegas. I can't be easy for him to be dealing with that.
This keeps going. He's going to be like Nicolas Cage in the last scene of Leaving Las Vegas. You remember that one, Ron, in the dark hotel room? You remember that movie?
I do not remember that movie.
Not pretty at the end, I can tell you that. All right, John McGonigal from the Post-Gazette. Lots happening in college football. Some upset in the ACC at Florida State. What's going to happen here? Let's talk to John about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.